Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to Pastor Brian Schindel, and we're talking about the Campus Connect promotion that we have going on here at the Michigan District. Brian, why don't you talk a little bit about what you do at Cross and Resurrection at Eastern Michigan?
Yeah, we're the chapel at Eastern, and we're right across from the freshman dorms. We're the only chapel left to the other chapel site. When I moved here, there were three chapels, and now we're the only one. And we are unique because we're a congregation and we're the chapel. And so our number one goal is connecting students and families with Jesus. And so our desire is, we always use the words belong, believe, become. So we want people to have a sense of belonging when they come into the chapel. And our primary mission right now is to be the physical presence of Christ on campus. We have almost all of the Christian groups meeting at the chapel now, because the university policies, especially after COVID, with the reduction in staff and the inability to have rooms available for campus ministries, we've become the center for campus ministries. We have Crew, Campus Crusade, meeting with us. We have just we have seven groups that would normally meet on campus that are meeting at the chapel at their own ministry. What we do is we provide a Sunday service. We provide a lunch after service and a Bible study before service. We offer young adults ministry using the Alpha program, usually after lunch. They come for lunch and then they stay for that. Our biggest outreach is pancakes, which is we do. Sure.
Yeah, and this is such a cool outreach. And I know it's great on campus, but This could probably work just about anywhere, don't you think? Explain what it is, the pancakes and the waffles.
Yeah, I've been on campus now since 2009, and the first 2 years I worked with the chaplain for the, well, I continued working with the police as a chaplain, but I used to do ride-alongs with the police when I first started, and we had two movies at the student center on Friday nights, and they would end at about 11, and the students who couldn't go to the bar because they were underage would end up doing stupid things, and the police often said, I wish we had something near or on campus that these young people could do so they don't keep getting in trouble. And so I went back to the students and I said, what could we do at 11 o'clock at night to provide a safe space for the students that are constantly getting in trouble? And it was actually the students who suggested pancakes, because they said, oh, if we're gonna do anything, we have to have food, because they'll be hungry, right? So we gotta have food. So they said pancakes would be easy to do. And some of the students are now, you know, graduated onto families and active in the church. But it was exciting to see. We've had, you know, we can get up to 1,000 students. Basically, any students that are on campus in the dorm come to pancakes. And so it's less than it was now after COVID, because we don't have as many students in dorms, and a lot of students go home on the weekends. But it's still a pretty amazing ministry. And it's provide a safe space. So it has moved to 10, because the student center only does one movie now. And so it's a lot easier for us to get volunteers to go from 10 to 1 rather than 11 to 2. So, but it is amazing to me as the pastor, because I don't stay all the time to 1 depending on my Saturdays, but I do spend, you know, at least the first hour, an hour and a half with the students, and especially the volunteers. We have almost every fraternity and sorority finds their community service hours by doing pancakes, because it's easy. They come in, we provide everything, they just have to volunteer. So I get to know students that would never, ever have anything to do with the church. Muslim students, people from different backgrounds that I would never meet. I don't know much about that. So it's a pretty amazing ministry, and it's one of the ones that if you were to go on Eastern's campus now and ask, well, of course, we just had graduation, so nobody's there, but if you were going on there, you would ask, you know, and they would say, we're the pancake church. That's what they know us as. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And getting a chance to see it in action, and really, really cool, isn't it? I got to imagine that's one of those things that you must be so blessed by.
Yeah. I mean, we get to talk to students about things that, because they're in, the biggest question the students ask is always, why are you doing this? Because we're not asking for money. We're not doing a bait and switch. Sure. We're not saying, you know, you got to listen to a Bible study in order to be here. We're simply providing them a safe space, as we call it, and a place where they can play games and you know, talk with other students. And it's a really, and I can say as I'm still the chaplain, although I'm not as active as I was, I can tell you that it has an amazing impact, not only for the church and the Christian groups, but also for the campus.
It's exciting. Awesome. Yeah, so go ahead and speak to some of the success stories that you've seen in your time there through Cross and Resurrection.
Yeah, well, I still get Facebook messages from students, even now after, they've been gone for 10 years, telling me how important coming to lunches and the pancakes was for them, that they were in a dark place and we provided a space for them where they could actually sit and talk with other students. I have one guy who just, he always sticks in my mind because he told me that he was really ready to commit suicide, and he came begrudgingly to pancakes only because his whole floor was going, and he just didn't want to fight anybody. He was just ready, resigned to the fact that he was just done. And he tells me anyways that there was something special about the place, which I don't know what that means. He never really defined it, but he told me that was for him a life-changing moment. So those are the kingdom moments that I love and cherish, because it makes doing all this stuff, which is not easy to do, our chapel sees over, more than 1,000 people through it. It's just a small building, and it takes a lot to maintain, and it sees that many because all these groups going through. We even have the acapella groups. We're just in the process of dedicating an organ that we received, a pipe organ, so we can have organ students come through. And we're always trying to find ways to get students in the building because we believe the Holy Spirit's there. Yeah. And we believe that that he touches hearts and draws people to Jesus. So our job is to try to connect them. So that's what we're doing with all the different things we do with Alpha, with young adult ministry, with just everything,
Yeah. So, we've seen in the past few weeks at various colleges from New York to LA, just kind of the chaos out there on college campuses. With that in mind, speak to the importance of ministry right now on campus.
Yeah, I was going to say it hasn't been that bad at Eastern, mm-hmm. partly because we're so close to Dearborn. A lot of the people, if they do have opinions like that, are mostly going home to Dearborn to share those opinions. But I do, I still have, it's interesting because we used to have one of the largest Saudi Arabian student groups at Eastern. They had an arrangement with Saudi Arabia, and we used to have a lot of Saudi Arabian students. And it was interesting because they had no clue what a Christian church, and just being able to fellowship and have them, in the building, even though they would never go in the sanctuary, they came in for food, right? And just having the opportunity to fellowship with them and make, I always talk about we're people of the book. And so we have things that we have, common. And it's same with Talal and the Jewish students. So I feel like, the biggest thing is a lot of these students have never really heard anything outside of their classes or their culture. And so our presence is really important to provide another perspective, to give them even an opportunity to talk to people that are different from themselves. The university is supposed to foster diversity, right? That's a big thing. And yet it's funny because in a lot of ways, there's more, cliques.
Singular thought, maybe?
Yeah, there's more people gravitating to other people who believe like them rather than interchange of culture and thought that I have seen in the past and I wish would continue, because it's hard to hate someone if you actually have to sit down with them and look into their face, right? Yeah. So I think that part of the culture after coming out of COVID has been that there has been more clicky. You kind of stick with the people that you like. And even in pancakes, we see people come in as groups, sit as groups. And one of the things that I like is that we're so full, a lot of times they don't get to sit as a group because there is no one table free. So I kind of enjoy that. I like seeing it that they can't really sit with, they have to kind of, and it can be Christians. It can be, people who don't believe in anything. And it can be groups like we've had some pretty interesting discussions with some groups that are, I would say, are kind of on the edge being, you know, the type that would go out and protest. So I feel like being there, you know, we're doing an endowment fund right now, and we're trying to find money to light the cross, because you can see our cross from everywhere on campus, especially from the student center. So, you know, we're trying to remind people that we're trying, you know, our presence, our physical presence is so important to remind people that there's different groups, and I hope that we can be, you know, a light, as Jesus said, we're the light. You know, we want to be the light on campus. And I know that for, we had a group that we're part of, which wants to unite the ministries on campus. And they did a week during Easter, and it was so cool. They used us as a central point. And they went out and they just went on campus and asked students so they could pray for them. And there's something about that, you know, is a calming effect when you're going through these crazy times. So I know U of M had more of an issue than we have, but still it's, I think that if you're engaged and you're, you know, like I said, it's hard to hate someone if you actually have to sit with them. It's hard. I always remind people, it's hard to, you know, show the heart of Jesus if you never come into contact with people who need to hear the good news of Jesus and his love. So it's kind of frustrating in some ways. We can, in the church, we can very easily become insulated. And that's something that, you know, I've lost people because I tell people, you know, if you're coming here, we sacrifice for students.
Yeah.
That's who we are. And so, you know, we're not the community church where, you know, if you tell us you need something, we're going to immediately jump because we want to make sure everybody's happy. We sacrifice for students.
That's one of the cool things is that students in turn maybe get a chance to be leaders within the church, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And talk about how that works and how that can, I mean, that can just be such a benefit for, you know, wherever they go, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was saying with some of the people that every once in a while Facebook message me. You know, I see them, whether they're in the church as a leader, a lot of times it's in their area of vocation that they're leading. And they talk about how their faith helps them with, you know, being the person that they are. One guy in particular I just talked to not too long ago works for General Electric. And he was talking about, he's been all over the country, and he was talking about how important it is to be in a faith community and to be, you know, young person. He still considers himself pretty young, although I think he's getting a little old to be a young person anymore. But anyways, he's still young in the sense of that he wants to go to these congregations where there's a lot of older people and you know, inspire them to see that there are younger people that are excited about their faith. So his journey sounds interesting to me because I can understand it.
What do you want to tell pastors? As we get upon, you know, you're winding down the school year right now, but summer's coming and then the next semester will hit and then the start of school. What do you want to tell pastors about making that connection to you or to the students in regards to Cross and Resurrection?
Yeah, well, you know, Easter's a little different than most churches. Before I was at Eastern, I was at U of M, and it was here because students are on campus. Eastern is a commuter school, as I think other of our universities like Wayne State and others. I encourage pastors is even in, with us, when, you know, we see a lot of students come in, but they go home because they're close. I mean, we're in metro area. We have a lot of really interesting EMU and we have a lot of people from Toledo and Maumee and around in Ohio area because they get in-state tuition, even though they live in Ohio. It's just a thing that Eastern has. So we get, and they're within an hour, so they go home a lot. And one of the things I would want to encourage pastors is we're very thankful for them when they're here during the week, because like I said, we have a lot of good Christian organizations like CRU and others that our students participate with, only because we're the host, right? So they're there. And just want to encourage pastors to pray for their students when they go, because a lot of pastors would be very upset with what I just said, because I'm saying I'm encouraging students to hang out with Campus Crusade, and Campus Crusade doesn't necessarily agree with all of our Lutheran understandings of things. That's my job. If a student goes there and they're struggling with, okay, well, what does it mean? That's my job as a chaplain, is to say, okay, well, this is the difference, and this is why we do a Christianity 101 or Lutheranism 101, and we talk about, okay, this is why we're different. But that's the reality they're going to have in life in general. They're going to be with people that are coming from different backgrounds. They need to be ready to understand these are Christians. We are Christians. We just did the National Day of Prayer yesterday. So talking about, you know, gathering together other Christians to do things we can do together. We can't, we don't do communion together. We don't, you know, share pulpit or altar fellowship, but we can do a lot of things together. And one of the things we can pray for the campus. So I would encourage pastors not to think of their students going to these other groups as losing their students, because I really believe as a father of 11 and any that are older and married now, that, you know, you really, you guys, they're going to try different things, but you got to keep reminding them of who they are and pray that they do engage these groups and have questions that they come to myself or other, you know, their home pastor or other Lutheran pastors to find out what is it that we believe and why is it different and how can we engage without basically buying into everything. So, and I would encourage pastors also, you know, if they're sending them to, I mean, we've got a great ministry at all of the chapels are doing amazing ministry. I love what Mark is doing at Western and a new pastor for Central now. And we also meet as chaplains. We meet up at Michigan State at Martin Luther Chapel. Curtis invites us, even though he's in the English district, you know. So, but we meet up there and we pray together and just encourage pastors not to feel threatened when their students go to college or to university, but to embrace the fact that they're going and they're going to be doing these things and encourage them to connect with us. You know, that biggest thing is to provide us information, because if anybody provides me information or any of the other chaplains, especially at ULC, I know for a fact that Gabe and Marcus, they will reach out to the students and connect with them. And that's what our job is. We are all about connection. So if someone gives me a name, number of a student, I'll reach out to them. If they say, you know, well, we're just kind of here and we're going to go home on the weekends or whatever, I just encourage them to come to Pancakes. Because it's funny. We I would love to see more Lutheran students come to the chapel on Sunday mornings. We have three groups that meet there on Sunday. So we are the morning people and we're the ones to provide lunch. We have another group called New Light that is in the evening and they rent the space and they provide supper or dinner. So, you know, I encourage the students, come, if you want to come to the evening service, come and try it out. But you know, if you have any questions, talk to me. Like they're going to do it either way, but I just like to be able to have that personal connection. So if they find it kind of, they hear something that they don't understand or they go like, this isn't what we believe, they can come and talk to me. And I won't say, I'm not talking to you because you're not coming to Sunday morning. I will say to them, I'll say, well, this is an interesting experience you're having. You're getting a chance to try something new. But these are the differences. These are the distinctives. But I'll just go over quickly with them. And Eric, the pastor at New Life, knows that I do this because he said to me, he said, oh, you're talking to so-and-so. I heard about it. You know, I said, well, I need to help them to understand what the distinctives are. We're not saying we're not Christian. We say we're different. And this is why. And this is why I'm a Lutheran pastor. And I think that our differences are right. So, you know, that's what I love about being a college ministry. University ministry is that there's a lot of students seeking and it's an opportunity to share the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just told pastors don't get defensive about sending the information and saying, well, I don't want to give the information to the chapel. I don't want to lose my, you know, and I would say it's the opposite. Give us the information. So if they do try something that's, you know, and they, you know, students go where students are. That's why they come to Pancakes, because there's like guaranteed going to be 300 and some students there over the 3 hours. So they're going to, you know, there's a crowd. People are drawn to that. But, you know, they're going to try other things. And so it's good to have a relationship with them.
Yeah. So check out our show notes. We're going to have a link to the Campus Connect. And for all the pastors who are out there, make sure you make that effort to get in touch with Brian, to get in touch with whether it's Gabe and Marcus over at U of M or where Mark at Western Michigan, and make sure you get in touch with them so that they can make that connection with the students and continue their faith journey for sure. That's definitely one of those things that we want to see, and we want to continue to see those students grow and flourish. Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciated the chance to talk.
Yeah, and thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.